CPA Mobile. RJN, you still mobiling around out there? I just got back in the car. I've been doing something. You probably ain't used to. It's a foreign word a lot of people is called. It's called work. I'm just kidding you. Been putting out some mulch and laying out some rock to keep it, from washing away. It's right up against the house, and we've laid down the black paper, that the weeds aren't supposed to grow through, and put down the mulch and the rocks, and looks real good. Hats off to the landscapers, because I'd hate to do that for a living. I know you work, you do stuff. I was just giving you a hard time. Got an app. I work on a Linco 2 meter.
But I did work on an app this afternoon.
You saying amp as an amplifier, or are you saying something else?
Nap. I worked on a nap.
I'm afraid I wasn't hearing that right. It didn't sound like amp, but it didn't sound like anything else either. So that's hard work, ain't it?
Really, you need to get those hearing aids looked at.
Says I need them, but the doctor says I don't. So, and you heard about the guy that. He got him some new hearing aids. He said he paid about 10 grand for me. He said, ask me, what kind are they?
Okay, what kind are they?
420. Check.
Understood. Well, that's what happens when you get old. The mind is just, their memory is the second thing to go.
Remember what the first thing is. Oh, I've heard that one a few times. God, what was I going to tell you? Well, it was a fleeting thought. And it is gone with the wind. Maybe it'll come back to me.
Whatever that first thing was, must have already gone. Anyway. Yeah, I heard a guy talking the other day. As a preacher, actually, attempting to be funny, and he was talking to this gentleman. And the gentleman said, "Yeah, I says, my wife is an angel." He says, "Oh, how's that?" Well, she's always up in the air and harping about something.
Well, I missed the crux of the joke there. She's always what?
She's always up in the air and harping about something.
Qualifications for an angel. Oh, Lordy. A lot of times my wife probably say I'm on the other end of the spectrum. But, she wouldn't say that. But anyway, she helped me put that mulch out. I'll tell you, I don't know how much those bags of weight, 40 or 50 pounds, it was in metric, and I can't remember what it said, and I didn't want to take the time to do the, calculation, not a calculation, no, I could just ask my phone. But anyway, I did find out that somebody was asking me about Beacon Hill. I talk about Beacon Hill because I go up to Beacon Hill when I'm going to the play tennis, which is what I'm doing now. And it's 900 feet. They're asking how high it was. It's 900 feet by, at least by Siri. That's what Siri says.
What's Beacon Hill?
Well, it's the intersection of Pelham Road and I guess you'd call it Haywood Road or Edwards Road. I guess depending on which direction you were going, but it's right there. You know, as you top the hill, you're either going down toward the mall or you're going the opposite direction down that long, steep hill. And they say that that's called Beacon Hill, and it's supposed to be the highest point in the city of Greenville.
I know about where you're at. So, what's the dimensions on?
Say that again. My phone uses Siri. I don't know how accurate Siri is, but she said it was 900 feet.
What, above sea level?
Would be a roger.
Okay, well, that's, you know, for Greenville, I guess that's semi-impressive.
Guy last night, he was coming to Greenville this area to see a friend, and I think he's from Hickory, North Carolina, and he co-owns a repeater up there, a 440 repeater, and you know, he was talking about it, so I was telling him about Beacon Hill, because I was sitting right there at the light, traffic light, waiting to turn while I was talking to him on the radio.
900 feet didn't impress him very much, did it?
Let me get up this hill. The car is making a lot of noise. Oh, no, that you did not do that. Mail truck just cut me off. It doesn't sound that impressive because, of course, the repeater we're talking on here is on Caesar's Head, is it? What is it, 3,500 feet, I believe it is? Isn't that correct?
3,500 feet.
I'm turning left on the Pelham Road, right here at Biggie's Hill. So, anyway. And, you know, the funny thing about it is, there's places right back there at that intersection where I don't get the repeater very well, so... Kind of funny. I guess it's the trees or something. I don't know, because there's nothing else there but woods on three corners. You know, there's that Sphinx station, I think, on one corner. And I imagine I saw a rezoning sign on across from the Sphinx. So I imagine somebody's getting ready to build over there.
Yeah, there's a sign up. Somebody's getting ready to put in a housing development or something, probably. If that's all residential up in there.
Probably QT. QT likes to compete with Sphinx, and I've told this story several times, but the guy, his name slipped my mind. Anyway, it's not going to help say the story if I can't think of his name. He had a, do you remember where White Horse and Grove Road intersect, and that used to be a 5-point intersection. Do you remember that?
White Horse and what?
Grove Road.
I'm not sure where Grove Road is. What about it?
You know where the fairgrounds, where we used to have the ham fest, it's just right down from those fairgrounds there. You can almost see the traffic light from there, from the fairgrounds. Not quite, but you're real close to them. And there was a guy there that had a used car lot, had a little repair shop. And QT, let's see, Sphinx came in there and I offered him $500,000 for it, for the property. And it was a pretty good chunk of that corner there, that intersection. And he turned him down, and QT came in and offered him $1 million.
I take it he didn't turn that one down.
Now that's QT sitting there right now. He just moved across the street into this smaller garage, and he's got a smaller lot, but he's still doing the same thing he was doing across the street with $1 million in his pocket. So he doesn't have to work. And looking at him, you wouldn't think he had two nickels rubbed together, but he wears coveralls all the time. He's always, dirty and from working on cars. And every time I see him, he is, anyway. And, you just think he was just a regular old Joe. But he's got more money than I'll ever see.
There's more of those type of guys around than you realize that they come into some money or they've managed to accumulate it over the lifetime and they don't change their lifestyle any and look just like regular working Joe, and they're actually fairly rich and they keep their mouth shut about it.
I work for the county. I worked at the vehicle service center there on Keith Drive. A lot of people call that Industrial Drive, but it's really Keith Drive. And it's right there, the building's right there at one of the ends of the runway at the downtown airport. I'm not sure which runway it is, but I worked there for 5 years, and now I've just forgot what I was going to tell you about it. Dadgum, I'm losing it. I'll let you have it, and maybe I'll remember what I was going to tell you.
And yet they let you operate heavy machinery on the highway. This is scary.
I have a 420 horsepower Mustang, and I have a license to drive this thing. Sometimes I probably, go above the speed limit or something like that, but I try to keep my foot out of it.
Well, if you remember how to get home, I suggest you head on back that way.
If I forget, I can always just punch home on my phone and it'll show me how to get there. So when I get that bad, I think I'll just park it and shine it up real good, and just and just have it as a conversation piece.
And just park it out front and use it for a lawn ornament.
Somebody could probably come along and want to buy it. And, I don't know, this, I really like this car, unless I just start having problem after problem with it, I'll probably hang on to it for a while, because I can, I can fix a lot of things, and I've got 2.5 years left on the, on my extended warranty, and it covers everything. I mean, it's not one of those powertrain warranties. It covers, everything on the car. I had a $500 alternator put on a few months back, and so I was glad. I just had to pay $100. I have a $100 deductible.
Roger that. Well, you take care out there. Try to remember where you're going and what you're up to, and I'm on back on out of here and let you concentrate on what you're doing. Clearly not being able to concentrate on anything else. You take care of yourself, Dave. I'm Jose 73 to you. Back on out of here. This is KN4RJ, and I am clear.
All right, Tom. Well, I got a Marine walking up to me here. He's about 75. His name's John Smith. And he's a good tennis player. I'm sitting here in the parking lot. I'm waiting for 5:00. But we'll talk to you later, John. I've enjoyed it. And you take care and try to get you another nap before it's time to go to bed tonight. 73, KB4CBA.